98 Cool, so pleased to be joined in studio with Sheena Dawn Ritson and on the phone with Paul King as we are here to talk about the Sash Bear Walk. It's great to have both of you with us today. And Sheena, we'll start with you. I understand that the Sash Bear Walk is taking place during the BPD Awareness Month. We'll just explain what all that is.
So Sash Bear is a foundation that brings awareness and tries to break the stigma of BPD. BPD stands for Borderline Personality Disorder. Most people identify BPD as bipolar disorder. It actually stands for Borderline Personality Disorder. And Sash Bear Foundation brings awareness to that. And they provide free services to anybody who's interested, all online, so anybody can access them. They don't receive any government funding whatsoever. So these walks are done once a year, and they provide the funding so that Sash Bear can provide all free webinars with experts that come in and educate people, and a family connections program for family members who have a family member diagnosed with BPD.
I do understand that the Sash Bear Walk is taking place tomorrow here in Saskatoon. Whereabouts in Saskatoon is the walk being held?
Tomorrow morning, we'll meet at 9 a.m. at the Kiwanis Park, the gazebo right beside the Besboro. So it's a nice, beautiful, scenic route. We'll meet there for registration. There'll be activities there. There'll be some snacks for the walkers. There'll also be a silent auction for items to bid on. And then we'll walk towards the City Hall and then make our way back to Kiwanis Park.
Sheena, why is BPD Awareness Month and in particular the Sash Bear Walk so important to you?
This was an important walk for me to take on because I work in the field of mental health advocacy, and I've seen the gaps and flaws in our system for a long time. So the past 2 years, I've really been a strong advocate for bringing more awareness and breaking stigmas and raising money and support for mental health foundations. I found the Sash Bear Foundation when I was seeking support for myself when I had a family member diagnosed with BPD. And so this walk is I'm very passionate about it.
And I understand this is the first time this walk is being held in Saskatoon?
Yeah, it's the first time Saskatoon's going to host the walk. This has been a walk that's hosted annually for 13 years. And up until now, they've had nobody to organize one in Saskatchewan. And that's when I signed up. The goal is to have a walk all across Canada.
Now, even with the walk just around the corner tomorrow, is there still time for people to volunteer? People still register? How does that process all work? Some extra details on the walk tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have more people join. The more, the merrier. Like I said, we don't receive any other funding. So these walks are our biggest drive, and it creates those free programs for everybody. You can register at sashbear.org, or you can just show up tomorrow. Wear orange.
Wear orange. You heard her. That is the message. If people can't make it out to the walk and they're still looking to make a donation, what are all the ways that someone can make a donation?
You can also do that on sashbear.org. We would love the support.
And more importantly, with all the money that you guys are able to raise throughout the walk, where does that all go back into?
Offering those free programs again. So it brings experts in to be able to talk and educate people and give resources.
And lastly, any last-minute information that you want people to know, last-minute details before the Sash Bear Walk tomorrow?
No, just I would love to see the more people that we can get, the better.
Awesome. Paul, all good on your end?
Yeah, everything's good. I'd just like to thank Sheena for, stepping up and taking on this walk. That increases our walks across Canada to 10 provinces now.
That's so exciting.
That is fantastic. And can't thank you both enough for coming in today. Sheena in studio, Paul joining us again over on the phones. Good luck tomorrow with the Sash Bear Walk and hopefully many more to come.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.